Extreme heat blankets the county while government sits in recess. San Diego's institutional machinery is largely quiet this weekend. The County Board of Supervisors has its next general legislative session and land use legislative session scheduled for early August, with no new county-level votes reported since July 30th. The San Diego City Council is in scheduled summer recess. Committee meetings do not resume until August 19th and 20th, and the next full council session is August 24th. Staff, enforcement agencies, and emergency services continue operating normally. The dominant public safety story is heat. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for San Diego County coastal areas through Sunday at 8 p.m., with coastal mesas and higher terrain expected to reach the mid-80s to around 90 degrees. Inland communities, El Cajon, La Mesa, Escondido, Poway, face highs ranging from the mid-90s to as high as 105 degrees. The mountains and deserts are under an extreme heat warning through Sunday at 8 p.m., with desert areas potentially reaching 119 degrees, a temperature at which prolonged outdoor exposure becomes life-threatening for virtually any healthy adult. An unusual coastal wrinkle adds further complexity. Hurricane Genevieve, sitting offshore, is generating a coastal flood advisory, a high surf advisory, and elevated rip current risk through Saturday evening. The beach, often a natural refuge from inland heat, presents its own hazards this weekend. Forecasters also warned that overnight lows will remain near or above 70 degrees in many inland areas, preventing the nighttime recovery that helps the body manage cumulative heat stress across multiple days. Public health officials are emphasizing three priorities. Remain in air-conditioned spaces when possible, use shaded routes if outdoor travel is unavoidable, and employ water immersion, including cold foot baths, to manage body temperature. Checking on elderly neighbors and family members without adequate home cooling is strongly encouraged. Cool zones are open across the county. In Santee, the local library branch has been designated the nearest facility. The county's 2-to-1-1 line can connect residents with additional resources,